Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 8 trip to Cleveland.
Yeah. What do you think so far? I mean, 7 games in, what do you think his chances are?
It's there. Like, I feel like he has a great chance of achieving that. I think he can do it. I believe he can do it. Yeah.
Lamar, do you feel any different when you're playing on Monday nights? All sorts of record boards that you've now become a part of in terms of passing touchdowns and performance. What about playing on Monday nights really has you playing at that level?
So I don't know what it is about Monday night. I just love playing football, you know. I'm trying to win. And that's the biggest thing for me. So when I'm out there, I'm trying to do anything possible to get us a dub. That's all.
Lamar, there's just tons of media chatter and excitement about this offense and people saying it's unstoppable and whatnot. When you hear that, what goes through your head?
Nothing just goes in one ear, not the other. You know, like I said before, you know, just early in the season, they were just saying we were the worst team and league, and each and every week we just been worried about proving ourselves right, and that's pretty much what we've been doing, not worried about the outside noise.
Lamar, Derrick Henry leads the league in rushing and carries. You're right now 11th in rushing. You're lead the league in passer rating. I mean, when you talk about this backfield, the threats you guys pose, I mean, how dangerous is this backfield with you guys, and obviously with Justice Hill and those guys that are back there as well?
Yeah, Justice Hill as well. But like I said before, just a pick your poison offense. You know, we got guys out there. I'm at receivers just doing a great job getting open, catching the ball and getting yards after catch. Got great tight ends. Offensive line playing great. And the running backs just doing what they're doing. And we just got to keep getting better each and every week because I believe we still make little small hiccups in games where we stop and drive from, you know, just putting teams away early. But we just got to keep getting better each and every week.
What are your thoughts on Keaton Mitchell's return and what he could add to this offense?
I'm loving it, but just keep getting better. Like, I want you to be 1,000% when you out there. And we're doing pretty good right now without him, but we can't wait to have him back, definitely.
Tomorrow, when you watch Ronnie out there protecting you this year, does he remind you now of the guy back 2019 and 2020 before he had all those injuries that made
Yeah, absolutely. That was the only thing with Ronnie, you know, just the injuries. He was just trying to get back to where he was, and I feel like he's feeling pretty well, feeling pretty good now. And he's just the same Ronnie I've been new, you know, ever since I entered the league.
How big a difference does that make for you when you have that kind of trust and faith that your left tackle is going to hold up in pass protection?
Made my job a lot easier. You know, I get to go through progressions, get the ball out, and just have successful plays.
Lamar, you try to push praise aside and things like that, but you've been really good against the blitz this season. Why do you think that's the case, and is there any part of you that relishes when the team blitzes?
No, that's pretty much what I study, like the blitzes. That's the main thing, you know, catching the defense in the blitz, or they just trying to catch us and just try to knock us back from having positive yards. Best thing for me is just go in the film room, get with Coach T, get with Josh, get with Dev, and we just go how can I forget who's in the room with us? Oh my God, brain fart. Anyways, it don't even matter. But yeah, we just in the room just trying to get better. But blitzes is one of the main things we go over the most, and knowing the protection, the pickups and stuff like that. So
I mean, for any young quarterback, having a big pass rusher come in your face or facing a blitz coming in, I'm sure it makes you panic. Do you remember kind of when you started being able to maybe slow down your brain and not panic?
You got to ask that question again. You got to ask that question over. And Danny, who's been in the room with us. Danny's in the room with us, too. I could not say Danny for some reason. But Danny, yeah, but ask that question one more time.
No, I'm just saying, how long did it take you to kind of adjust to just feeling panic from guys blitzing you or pressure that you feel? How different is your mentality facing the blitz now than it used to be when you were a young quarterback?
When I was younger, I'll see the blitz happening, and I'll pretty much just try to beat the blitz without flipping the protection. Sometimes I'm like, okay, it's a guy. I'm going to be hot. This guy going to be by himself, you know, untouched. I can just get the ball out. And sometimes I had to pay for it. So my biggest thing, like, over the last few years was, like, just getting my line to where they should be going. And if a guy's going to be free, I'm going to know how to navigate the ball and get it away from him just to get us in a positive situation. That's all.
Mar, it seems that the wide the screen game, whether they're wide receivers or the running backs, are as good as it's been in years here. Why do you think that is?
Just working hard. You know, all the mistakes we made, the things that was a problem for us, we just trying to make it, like, just second nature right now. And that's pretty much what we've been doing. The things we mess up, we try to practice over and over till we get it right and just get on one accord.
Mario, your connection with Rashad Bateman has kind of grown over the past few weeks in particular. What do you think it clicked? Did you feel that anything in particular clicked that is allowing this to be more successful between the two of you?
Just balling right now, just playing football. He's doing a good job at getting open. He's been doing a good job at getting open, you know. Just getting him involved with what's going on. You know, we got a lot of dynamic guys on the offense. Sometimes it's hard for him to get the ball, but how it's been going each and every week, defense's eyes is on everybody. It's like who we got to guard, who we got to double. And one-on-one matchups, I love our receivers.
Do you feel like Justice Hill is kind of the unsung hero against the blitz? I mean, whether he's picking up
a block or catching the ball out of the backfield.
Catching those quick.
Man, I'm glad we gave Justice that extension. I feel like that helped us out a lot. But, yeah, he's been that guy. Justice Hill been that guy, man. He's just showing up when we need him to.
Lamar, the Browns got to their emergency quarterback last week, which is a pretty rare thing. If the Ravens are ever in an emergency quarterback
season, I hope we're not ever in that. I don't even like the question, but I didn't even hit a question. You didn't even get to finish, but I hope we never in that situation.
Who would be the best one on the team, you think?
Any one of them. Hopefully we don't need it, though. That's not even a thought in my mind.
Derek seemed a little ticked that he got run down on that long run the other night. He called himself washed up a little bit online.
No, he not washed up. I just felt like he slowed down, like he thought he was gone, you know. But it's the NFL, you know. Guys gonna keep running after you, you know. Especially a guy like that, they don't want him to have a 90-yard run on them, you know. But he definitely not slow. He's just talking.
Speaking of running after people, you got up there on a big block on one of Derek's runs. What's your mentality and your willingness to get upfield and block for your guys in the backfield?
Yeah, I just seen Derek cutting back across the field. I was like, I don't want him to get stopped in the backfield or just cut back and just gain 2 yards. It was like, I'm trying to help him score, you know, from way out. And that's pretty much what was going through my mind, like, just help him score. That's all, nothing more, nothing less.
Is that the first two more plays to kind of run in space to keep up with him? I mean, you had to kind of get in front of him to be his lead blocker. Did you realize how fast he was running next to him like that?
I thought he was going already. Like, when I was pushing on Winfield, I'm thinking he's running past me, but he was just trying to, like, see, like, which direction he was going to have to run in. And then when I looked at him on film, I'm like, bro, you should have been ran past me, bro. Like, but, you know, it is what it is.
What was the reaction in the locker room to you blocking? Were there some guys who were like, hey, don't put yourself at risk like that?
No, nobody really said nothing. You know, Derek was like, appreciate that, like, you know, but nobody really said nothing. Man, we trying to win. Like, we trying to do whatever it takes to win.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
I appreciate y'all.